Okay, so you're curious about OpenAI's O1, right? And who wouldn't be? They're saying it's a whole new level of AI. Like, they even reset the model numbers. We're back to one. What's got them so hyped up? Well, we took a deep dive into their blog and research to find out.
It seems like OpenAI wants to push AI past just pattern recognition. They're aiming for models that can actually reason, strategize, almost like how a human brain tackles a problem.
So not just spitting out answers based on data, but like actually thinking things through.
Exactly. And that's where this chain of thought thing comes in. Imagine giving the AI a whole toolbox of different mental processes, right? So it can break a problem down into steps, try different tools, see what works, even learn from its mistakes along the way.
Okay, gotta be honest. Chain of thought is still a little abstract for me.
Sure. Think of it like solving a jigsaw puzzle. You wouldn't just randomly try any piece, right? You might start with the edge pieces, then group similar colors together, then you try to piece together those smaller sections. Yeah. That's like a chain of thought, a strategic way to solve the problem. That's what OpenAI is going for with O1.
And they actually give a really interesting example of this in their research, something about O1 decoding a cipher.
Yes. And it's fascinating how different O1's approaches compared to its predecessor, GPT-4o. GPT-4o basically threw random guesses, hoping something would stick. But O1, it methodically broke the cipher down, tried different decryption methods, just like a real life, human cryptographer.
That's wild. Almost like watching a human brain work. But it's not just about mimicking us, right? There are actual improvements in how well O1 performs.
Absolutely. They've really put it through its paces, comparing it to GPT-4o on a bunch of different tasks. And the results are impressive. Like, take the International Mathematics Olympiad problems. O1 solved a whopping 83% of them correctly. GPT-4o, only 13%.
Okay, yeah, that's a big difference.
And it gets even cooler. They also tested these models on Codeforces. It's a platform that holds these coding competitions, for human programmers. O1 actually scored in the 89th percentile. So it's not just solving coding problems, it's competing with and often beating some pretty skilled human coders.
Wow, that's putting O1 in the big leagues. But we've talked about what it can do, but what about us regular folks? How will people actually use these models?
Well, for now, O1 is in this preview phase, available through ChatGPT Plus and their API. They're planning a wider release later on. As for how to use it, think of anything that needs complex reasoning, problem solving. OpenAI gives examples like healthcare researchers using it to make sense of complex cell data, physicists using it for generating those really intricate math formulas, for things like quantum optics, even developers automating those multi-step coding workflows.
Sounds like O1 could be a game changer for a lot of fields. And speaking of different fields, they also released O1 Mini along with the main model. They describe it as being faster, cheaper, and particularly good at coding. What's the story there?
Think of O1 Mini as O1's more specialized sibling, really honed in on specific tasks. Where O1 excels in a bunch of areas, O1 Mini is laser-focused on things that need logical reasoning, especially in coding.
So, like, O1 is the versatile all-rounder, and O1 Mini is the coding ninja.
Yeah, exactly. OpenAI seems to be aiming O1 Mini at developers who need a powerful but also budget-friendly tool for those coding challenges.
Makes sense why you use a sledgehammer to crack a nut, right? But with all this talk about O1's power and what it can do, you can't help but think about safety, right? OpenAI keeps saying that O1 is more robust when it comes to safety and ethical stuff. What does that actually look like in practice?
This is where it gets really interesting. So OpenAI has actually woven safety guidelines directly into the chain of thought process itself. It's not just about filtering out bad outputs at the end. They're trying to teach the model why certain outputs might be bad, might be harmful. Yeah, it seems like they're really trying to make sure these models are used responsibly. But, it's still super early days.
It is. OpenAI even says themselves that O1 is just the first step, in this new direction for AI. But even now, the potential is kind of mind-blowing. We've talked about how well it does with math, coding,
Yeah.
but I'm curious about its limits. Where does it still fall short?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And honestly, we're still figuring that out. One tricky thing with this new type of AI is that it's not always predictable. Remember how different O1 was from GPT-4o with that cipher problem? It's not just about getting the right answer, it's about how it gets there.
Right. It was like O1 actually understood what a cipher was, how it worked, while GPT-4 just threw stuff at the wall.
Exactly. And that unpredictability, it's exciting, but also a challenge. It's tough to predict exactly how O1 will approach a problem, so it's hard to say definitively where it's limited. But the fact it can find solutions in unexpected ways, that's what makes it so interesting, like watching a new kind of intelligence emerge.
Makes you think about the nature of intelligence, for sure. But practical stuff aside, this level of AI, there have to be ethical considerations, right? Has anyone addressed those?
OpenAI seems very aware of the ethical side of things. That's why they're all about transparency in the research, working with outside groups like AI safety institutes. Basically, they're inviting experts from different fields to weigh in, make sure this all moves forward ethically.
So they're trying to get ahead of the curve, deal with potential problems before they blow up. But realistically, this tech could be misused. How do you even regulate something as complex as AI, something that changes so fast?
That's the billion-dollar question, and there's no easy answer. It needs researchers, policymakers, ethicists, the public, everyone working together. Open discussion is key. We've got to demystify AI, you know, make it less of a black box.
I think a lot of the fear around AI comes from that lack of understanding. People hear these buzzwords and imagine like some dystopian future from a movie.
Exactly. And while the risks are real, we can't let fear stop us. This tech has huge potential for good. Imagine AI helping doctors diagnose diseases, speeding up scientific discoveries, even tackling climate change.
Those are some pretty compelling examples. But you mentioned earlier about OpenAI testing O1 on some pretty advanced problems. What were the results like?
Oh, you mean the American Invitational Mathematics Examination, that AO? It's designed to challenge, like, the best high school math students. GPT-4, well, it didn't do so hot, only solved about 13% of the problems. O1, on the other hand, on its first try, got an average score of 74%.
Wow, that's seriously impressive. I mean, that puts O1 up there with the top high school math students.
Exactly. And get this, when OpenAI ran O1 multiple times and took the most common answer, like a consensus, the accuracy shot up to 93%. It's not just solving the problems, it's understanding them deeply enough to get the right answer in different ways.
That's mind-blowing. And this wasn't just in math, right? You mentioned a test across different science areas.
Right. They use something called the GPQA Diamond Benchmark. Focuses on advanced problems in physics, chemistry, biology. And the results were amazing. O1 actually did better than PhD-level experts in those fields. It really shows how powerful this new approach to AI is.
O1 is clearly a huge step forward for AI. But the bigger question is, what's next? If it's already this good, what happens when it gets even better? What if we have AI that can solve complex problems and understand them better than we do?
That's the question that has everyone excited and a little nervous, right? The truth is, this is uncharted territory. We've never dealt with this level of artificial intelligence before.
It's exhilarating and a little scary all at the same time, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. But I think we have to approach these advancements carefully, but optimistically, too.
It really is a brave new world, that's for sure. But I like how you said, approach it with caution. But be optimistic, too. We always jump to the downsides, the what-ifs, like what if AI gets too smart? But there's so much potential for good.
Exactly. And I think that's OpenAI's whole point, this idea of AI as a tool to help us, not replace us. It's about working with these advanced models, using their abilities to tackle those problems that we've been stuck on for ages.
We've talked a lot about science, math, but what about other areas, like healthcare, for example? What could this type of AI mean there?
Imagine AI that can look at medical images, right? But with better accuracy, faster than even the best human eye. Early and accurate diagnosis would be like the standard, more effective treatments, better outcomes for patients.
That would be incredible, especially with diseases that are really hard to diagnose or ones where it's often caught too late.
Exactly. Or even drug discovery. These models could analyze huge amounts of biological data, find potential new drugs, speed up the whole process of developing treatments for all sorts of diseases.
It's like giving researchers this superpowered assistant, one that can go through mountains of data and make connections we'd never even think of.
Right, and it's not just healthcare. Think about education. AI could personalize each student's learning experience, tailoring it to their needs. Or environmental science, where these models could help us understand those complex climate patterns and come up with better ways to fight climate change.
It's a lot to take in, but exciting to think about the possibilities. But I gotta ask, what about AI taking people's jobs? That's a big fear.
It's a valid concern, and it's something we need to talk about. But at its core, AI is a tool, right? Like any tool, it's up to us how we use it. Throughout history, new tech has always changed the job market, but it also creates new opportunities.
So it's not about jobs disappearing, but changing, evolving.
Exactly. We might see fewer jobs for things that can be automated, but that'll probably be balanced out by new jobs that need skills in AI development, implementing it, overseeing it.
It's about adapting, evolving along with the tech, not being afraid of it.
Exactly. And that means focusing on education, training, making sure people have the skills they need to succeed in a world where AI is everywhere.
So as we wrap up our deep dive on OpenAI's O1, what's the main thing you want our listeners to take away from this?
The creation of O1 is a huge turning point in the evolution of AI. We're seeing a new kind of AI, one that can reason, solve problems, even show like a basic awareness of ethics. It's still early days, but the potential impact on so many fields, from healthcare to climate science, is massive.
It's like we're standing at the edge of a new era, one full of amazing opportunities, but also challenges. It's up to us to navigate it responsibly, ethically, make sure these advances are used to make things better for everyone.
Well said. And I'd add that we have to approach this new frontier with curiosity, a willingness to learn. But the more we understand AI, what it can do, what it can't do, the better we'll be able to use its power for good.
Absolutely. And that's what this deep dive has been all about, exploring this fascinating world of O1, looking at what it could mean for our lives. Thanks for joining us on this journey, and a big thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.